Now I'd like to read, please, in the book of Acts, chapter 25. Book of Acts, chapter 25. Acts chapter 25, and what's happening here is King Agrippa, he's heard the Apostle Paul that he's been put in prison for preaching the gospel, and he wants to hear the Apostle Paul. So Acts chapter 25 and verse number 22. Then Agrippa said unto Festus, I would also hear the man myself. Tomorrow, said he, thou shalt hear him. And on the morrow when Agrippa was come, and Bernice with great pomp, and was entered into the place of hearing with the chief captains and principal men of the city. And at Festus' commandment, Paul was brought forth. Now we're going to jump down to chapter 26. The Apostle Paul, he begins to tell King Agrippa of how he became a Christian. And then we're going to come in at verse number 24. This is after he has told his conversion. In verse number 24 it says, And as he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself, much learning doth make thee mad. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely, for I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him. For this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, for both almost and altogether, such as I am, accept these bonds. And when he had thus spoken, the king rose up, and the governor, and Bernice, and they that sat with them. And when they were gone aside, they talked between themselves, saying, This man doeth nothing worthy of death or of bonds. Then said Agrippa unto Festus, This man might have been set at liberty if he had not appealed unto Caesar. And that's all I purpose reading tonight. We trust that God will bless the words which will be spoken from it. I'd like to speak on one word tonight, and it's a word found in verse number 28. This is what we read from the mouth of King Agrippa. Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. I'd like to speak tonight on the word Christian. So I'm going to start first by asking you a question. Are you a Christian? It's a good question to answer to yourself. Are you a Christian? You see, the Bible doesn't use the word Christian a lot of times. Matter of fact, the word Christian is only used three times in the Bible. First of all, found in Acts chapter 11 and verse number 26, it says, The disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. So you know, a person that is a Christian can be recognized. Have you ever been recognized as a Christian? In Acts chapter 26, what we read tonight, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. King Agrippa, he realized that this whole Christianity thing, that there was a reality to this. Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse number 16, If any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. You know, when it comes to being a Christian, there is a certain amount of reproach. Are you a Christian? You know, if you were to get on your laptop tonight and go to dictionary.com and punch in the word Christian, a little definition would come up, or you could go to your Webster dictionary and look it up. What is a Christian? And this is what it says. A person who believes in Jesus Christ. You say, that's right, isn't it? Well, it's pretty close to right. A person who believes in Jesus Christ. You know, I'd like to change just one little letter in that statement, and I'd like to read it like this. A person who believes not in, but on Jesus Christ. You say, well, what's the difference? Well, I'm sure everyone here has heard of Niagara Falls up in Toronto, Ontario. And it's a massive falls. I'm not sure how many feet across it is. But there's a man by the name of Blomden, and he'd like to get a tightrope cable and run it across the falls. And you know, very carefully, he'd walk across that tightrope and down below him were the raging falls of the Niagara River. And he'd walk across that tightrope. And you know, one day, Long then he got a little barbecue, and he took the barbecue out on the tightrope, and he cooked some bacon and eggs. Out there over the Niagara Falls, no safety net below him. If he fell, he'd plummet to his death, no question at all, but there he was. You know, one day, Mr. Blomden, he got a wheelbarrow. And he got the wheelbarrow and he slowly, step by step, walked across that tightrope. From one side of the falls to the other side of the falls successfully. And the crowds that day, they were cheering and they were raving his name. What a great feat this was. He went across pushing a wheelbarrow. So he asked a question to a young man in the front. He said, "Young man, do you think I could take a person across in this wheelbarrow?" "Oh, yes, Blomden, of course you could take a person across in this wheelbarrow." He said, "All right, hop in." And the boy wouldn't get in. You know, he believed in Blomden. He believed that this man could do it, but he wasn't willing to risk it for himself. You know, there's a lot of people, and they say, "Oh, I believe in Jesus Christ." Especially when we get into December, "Oh, I believe it. He was born in Nazareth. And, you know, he was a boy, he was always a good boy. And he set the moral standard for mankind. And he was a great person, this Jesus Christ. And they believe all about him. But they never believed on him." Have you ever believed on him? Have you ever had a time in your life when you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, a jailer came running in before two gospel preachers. And he says, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And what was the answer? "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." So, are you a Christian? You say, "You guys, every time we come to this building, you use a different word. Sometimes you use the word born again, or sometimes you say saved. Are you saved? Or sometimes you say, do you have eternal life?" You use all these fancy words. It's all the same thing, okay? If I ask you, "Are you saved?" or if I ask you, "Are you a Christian?" it's the same question. Do you ever have a time in your life when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? That is the question for you tonight. You know, lots of people in the country where I come from, in Canada, they say, "Oh yes, I'm a Christian." You know, you go and you knock on the door. And you give them the invitation to gospel meeting. They go, "Oh, I don't need that, I'm already a Christian." And you ask them, "Well, how did you become a Christian?" "Well, my father, he was a minister in the such and such a church down the road." That doesn't make you a Christian. You know, when it comes to being a Christian is not merely a religion. Being a Christian is not a lifestyle. Being a Christian is not a nationality. Being a Christian is not the color of your skin. Being a Christian is not your age. Being a Christian depends upon your belief on the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, you say, "What do you mean by that?" Well, people in the country of Canada, you ask them, "What kind of a country do you come from?" They say, "We come from a Christian country." Or you go to people in the United States and you say to them, "What kind of a country are you in?" And they pull out their little coin and it says, "In God we trust." But that doesn't make you a Christian. The only people that are Christians are people that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So have you ever believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, the Apostle Paul here, he was a man that was a Christian. You know, in the Apostle Paul's life, there was a time when he became a Christian. There was a way that he became a Christian. And here he is, he's before King Agrippa, and he's telling King Agrippa all about how I became a Christian. Why was he doing this? Because he wanted the King Agrippa to become a Christian. Are you a Christian? You say, "Why are you guys harping on this point? What does it matter to you what religion I am? If I want to believe in Buddha, or if I want to follow after Islam, or if I want to do my thing, whatever it may be, what does it matter to you?" This is what it matters. Only people that are Christians are going to heaven. Whoa, go preach that in the Middle East. I'm going to say that again. Only people that are Christians are going to heaven. You say, "Wow, for a 22-year-old young man, you're pretty narrow-minded. You're not too open in your thinking, are you? You're not going to encompass the rest of the world and all their thoughts." No, I'm not. You know what the Lord Jesus says? John chapter 14 and verse number 6. Look it up for yourself. This is what he says. "I am the way." There's one way. "I am the truth." There's one truth. "And I am the life." "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." The only way for a person ever to get to heaven as if they are a Christian. How do you become a Christian? By believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. So I ask the question again, are you a Christian? You know, the Apostle Paul, he was a Christian. He had a time in his life when he became a Christian, and here King Agrippa is, and he begins to think in his mind, Christian. This man's a Christian. And he thought back about the Apostle Paul. He said, this man used to put the Christians to death. He had no time for them. He says, but now that he became a Christian, he's totally changed. You know, King Agrippa, he had quite a heritage. You look back at his family tree. You know, King Agrippa, go to his great-grandfather. Who was he? Herod the Great. What was his great mission? You know, think, go to about Matthew chapter 2. Herod the Great, what was he doing? He wanted to put the Lord Jesus to death. You go to King Agrippa's grandfather. You say, well, what did he do? Well, he beheaded the gospel preacher, John the Baptist. He had the Lord Jesus at the trial, and he wanted to see a miracle. Quite a family tree, isn't it? You know, you go back to his father, and you say, well, what did he do? Well, he put James, the brother of John, to death. And you say, and he wanted to put Peter to death, too. Yes, that's right. He wanted to put Peter to death, too. Every generation of this family was touched by the gospel, was touched by a Christian. And here tonight, my friend, you are being touched per se, or reached out to by a Christian. And what is your response going to be? The response that King Agrippa made this night, the decision that he made this night, would it be the decision that would mark his eternal destination forever. King Agrippa, he heard of being a Christian. You know, it's interesting what King Agrippa wants. He wants to hear it from the Apostle Paul himself. He says, I want to hear what this man has to say. If he's really a Christian, I want to hear about it. So he calls in the Apostle Paul. You know, poor old Apostle Paul. There he is standing there in the jail clothes and the shackles. He doesn't look too sharp today. You know, you can imagine he hasn't had his showers. What a poor, pathetic situation to be in, you say. Here's the Apostle Paul in his rags. And King Agrippa wants to see him? Imagine. Here King Agrippa, it says he's there in all his pomp. In all his glory, and there Bernice is by his side. And there's Festus there, and you can see King Agrippa as he sticks his chest out. And he's so proud of the situation that he's in. And he wants to bring in poor little Apostle Paul. He says, come on in. I want to see this man, the Apostle Paul. You know, the Apostle Paul, his situation didn't look too bright, did it? Didn't look too great, too grand, or too glorious. None of that. But you know, the Apostle Paul had something to tell King Agrippa. And it was that he needed to be a Christian. You see, here King Agrippa is with all his glory, with all his pomp, with all his knowledge, with his girl, with his great people beside him. Here he is with all this greatness. But when it came to eternity, this man had nothing at all. This man had nothing to prepare him for life after death, you see. This man had nothing to face God with. This man had nothing at all. He absolutely had nothing. And there he stood with all his pomp. The Apostle Paul before him. What does the Apostle Paul want to do? He wants to tell him of salvation. You know, when it comes to being a Christian, why did the Apostle Paul want to tell him to this? Because he wanted to tell him the way to heaven. You know, Billy Graham, he told this story when he was preaching one time. I just found this story a little while ago. Albert Einstein, the man of the century. He was on a train from Princeton, and the conductor of the train was coming around to the different rows on that train, and he'd get the ticket and he'd stamp their ticket. And he came from row to row getting the tickets and stamping the tickets. And he came to Albert Einstein, and Albert couldn't find the ticket. And he looked in his pockets, couldn't find the tickets, and he looked in his briefcase, couldn't find his ticket. And the conductor said to him, he said, Albert, we all know who you are. He said, don't worry about it. Okay, I'm sure you bought your ticket. We all know who you are. Don't worry about it. And the conductor went on his way from one row to the next, getting the tickets and stamped them. You know, he got to the end of that carriage and he looked back. And there Albert Einstein is, down on his hands and knees, reaching under the bench of the train. And the conductor says, oh, this man. So what is Albert doing? So he turns around and goes back to Albert. And he says to Albert, he says, Albert, we all know who you are. I'm sure you bought the ticket. Please don't worry about it. Albert Einstein there on his hands and knees, he looked up to that conductor and this is what he said. Young man, I too know who I am. What I don't know is where I'm going. You see, he couldn't find the ticket. And that ticket told him where he was going. My friend, I don't want to make this light or anything, but do you have the ticket per se? Have you ever had a time in your life like the Apostle Paul that you can go and you can tell someone how you became a Christian? That this is my passport to heaven. Nothing less than the blood of Christ. Do you have a time like that? A time when you received the ticket per se. You all look back to a time at the age of 13, August 21st, 2001. And that was the night when I trusted Christ as my Savior. That was the night that I looked back to when I realized that I was a guilty sinner. But Jesus died for me. From the very youngest to the oldest here tonight, do you have a time in your life when you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? The Apostle Paul, he told King Agrippa of his salvation. You know the Apostle Paul, what else did he do? He's very, very sincere. You know, I like the Apostle Paul. He's a man and he had high hopes, didn't he? He thinks, after he told King Agrippa how he got saved, and he's telling him all the great things about being saved, he says, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. As he's thinking of the greatness of his salvation, he says, how can you not believe, King Agrippa? This salvation, this being a Christian, is so great and so glorious. I know that thou believest. And he's so... But you know, King Agrippa, he replies, and what does he say? Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. You know what I think, my friend? Almost being a Christian is as good as being absolutely lost. King Agrippa wasn't even remotely close to being saved that night. Wasn't even remotely close. You see, when it comes to being saved, it's being saved or lost. There's some people that like to say, well, I'm almost there, I'm almost saved. No, you're not almost saved, you're lost. You know, it's like someone in the woods, and they're lost, they can't find the way out. They say, well, I'm almost saved, I can sense it, I think I'm almost saved. Well, that's not how it works. You're either saved or you're lost. You know, the King Agrippa, he had nothing to prepare him for eternity. You know, I think of the Apostle Paul as there he is, and he hears the words from King Agrippa. Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. You know, the Apostle Paul, he just hung his head. He says, this is what he says. I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and all together. You know, the Apostle Paul realized it wasn't good enough for this man to be almost a Christian. It was all or it was nothing. So, you know, my friend, there's no one in the meeting tonight that says, well, you know, I'm not lost, but I'm not saved. I'm just kind of in between there somewhere. You know, the Bible doesn't support that. Everyone in the meeting tonight is either lost or saved. Everyone in the meeting tonight is either going to heaven or is going to hell. Where are you going? Are you a Christian? Do you have a time in your life when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, you say, well, how do I know if I'm a Christian? Well, first of all, there's a time in your life that you can look back to. When you became a Christian, when you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, a person that is a Christian, they'll be recognized as a Christian. You know, a person that is a Christian, there will be reality and proof that they are a Christian. And a person that is a Christian, sure, they're going to bear a little bit of reproach. There's going to be people that are going to look down and say, oh, you're a Christian, so you can't do that? Oh, come on. A little bit of reproach. What's the Bible say? Let them not be ashamed. You know, it's a great thing to be a Christian. You know, the Apostle Paul, he's so disappointed that King Agrippa doesn't want to become a Christian. His heart is full of sorrow. But you know, I think of poor old King Agrippa. We never ever read of him getting saved. You know, I remember when we were children, we used to sing the song in gospel meeting, almost persuaded, almost but lost. You know, that was the fate of this man, King Agrippa. Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. So my friend, I'd like to ask you the question tonight. Are you a Christian? You see, unless you're a Christian, you'll never get to heaven. No matter what your upbringing, you say, well, my parents, they were great Christians. That doesn't make you a Christian. You would say, well, I was born in a Christian country. That doesn't make you a Christian. You say, well, I'm the best kid on the block. That doesn't make you a Christian. The only way a person becomes a Christian is by putting their faith and by putting their trust in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I can say as a person that is a Christian, it's a great thing to be a Christian. It's a wonderful thing. Ask anyone that's a Christian. There's joy that's found in the person of Christ. You know, we can read in Philippians, I believe it is, that it's the peace of God that passes all understanding. It's the greatest thing to have everlasting peace. To know for sure that when time on earth is over, that you have a home in heaven, a home in the presence of God Himself. Why? Because you are a Christian. Because you have put your uttermost, complete dependence upon the person of Christ Himself. So I leave you with the question, are you a Christian?